America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. By honoring your sacred vocation of business, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. At Grand Canyon University, our MBA degree program is 100% online, with emphases in business analytics and finance to help you reach your goals. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
So this is like an exciting time for sports, right? Football's officially back.
Oh yeah, the butts are on right now. Preseason, we'll be doing updates live during the game whenever there's a.
I feel like the woman that was screaming when Trump became inaugurated.
You just interrupted me mid sentence. Is that what she did?
Yeah.
Anna.
No more sports.
Yeah, well, screw you and screw her, both of you, because sports is back. No, it's kind of a tease. Like, preseason is a tease, but it's something. Like, I'm recording the game, and I will, when I get home tonight, I will break the film down. I will watch every quarter because where people don't like to watch the backups, being, I guess, because I was a football coach for a few years, you know, even on the youth level, and I played my entire, childhood all the way up into my almost adult years. Like, I like to see the battles, you know, for the roster. There's 90 people that are dressed tonight to play for the Bucks, and of those 90 people, only 53 will make the roster, the final cut. So there are a lot of battles, man. There's gonna be some good players that won't make the squad that'll end up playing for other teams. So I think they play harder in the second half, and people just throw them away because some of these guys will end up, you know, working as UPS delivery guys and stuff like that. So they're like, you know what? I don't want to watch those guys. No, I want the UPS guy I want to see what he does. He's going to play his ass off.
Yeah, it's a matter of, okay, there's some guys that you can probably, okay, they're probably not going to make it, but they're trying out for other teams in the preseason on your team, on the Bucks. Yeah. So, and not even that, it's you're also trying out for the practice squad. If you don't, if you're not going to make the 53 man, there's still 10 slots open on the practice squad.
There's always, like, when you look at the Hall of Fame inductees every year in the NFL, there's always one guy that was like the undrafted guy that just came out of nowhere, or the sixth round draft pick. Like Tom Brady was a sixth rounder. Terrell Davis, I think, was a sixth or seventh rounder. These guys that nobody expected to be great, and they come out of nowhere and somehow make the roster and then get an opportunity through an injury from a star player, and which is how Tom Brady did it, which is how a lot of players do it. You know, Rondé Barber didn't think he was going to really make it in the NFL. He didn't think he was going to make it. And then somebody got injured, and he kind of worked his way into the starting role for the Bucks, and now he's in talks to make the Hall of Fame. So
it's like the non-roster invitees in baseball. These guys are just brought into spring training with a small chance that maybe they make the opening day roster. And usually most teams will have one of those guys find their way onto at least the 40 man.
I love to root for the underdog. Yes. I really do. And maybe that's because I'm a Bucks fan. But now the Bucks are picked to be dead last by pretty much everybody. Mm-hmm. 125-1 to make the Super Bowl, which is the worst odds I've seen in, I don't know, a decade from Vegas. It's really brutal. Sporting News has them last place, predicted to win one game all year.
Yeah.
So I want to see these guys fight, just like we like to see the Rays fight. You know, maybe it's because we're nighttime radio. We're the underdogs, you know?
Of course.
If I were to ever, like, make it in radio, and I had this conversation with a higher up last week about what is making it in radio.
How do you define it?
My definition is very simple. If this is my only job, my only source of income, I don't have to be rich. I can drive a Kia the rest of my life. But if I don't have to deal poker in the daytime, and if I could do stand-up comedy as a hobby, and radio is my sole source
main gig.
That's making it to me. I don't care if it's, what I make dealing poker right now, which is a decent living. You know, it's not phenomenal, but it's a good living. I'd be satisfied with that until I earn more money down the line. I mean, and the way you do that is years and years of paying your dues and then getting endorsements. I get it, you know, but you have to grind and you have to make it. The guys that have made it in radio have been doing it a lot longer than me, you know, so that's the underdog story. So I'm 5 years in. So, I mean, if I make it faster than some people, then I'm all about that, you know. And I said that when I started this gig. I said to our original program director, look, I'm 40. We're going to have to, you know,
expedite this process.
That was the word I used, actually. Yeah. I go, I can't wait 20 years. I'll be an old man. I'll be an old, old man. So I have to take my experience from stand up and from years of entertaining.
Yeah, but you're an entertainer, performer, you know, funny guy. That all translates into radio. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, in, when it comes to that, I do have a head start. So I don't think it should take me 20 years to make a living doing this.
Don't say that.
I don't think it should. No.
Bernie Sanders, wave of the finger, no.
No. I can't. You know what I mean? I can't do that. So, but yeah, I mean, I'm lucky that I do have a decent day job as I, you know, pursue this. But, man, I'm tired, Anna, all the time.
I know you are.
I have no hobbies. I have no life at all except
for bacon. You do bacon and, you know, sous vide stuff.
You've got hobbies.
What?
You peed in your car.
That's a hobby.
What are you talking about?
That is a hobby as far as I'm concerned.
Peeing in my car?
Yeah.
Nobody does that better than you.
I was drunk.
Good.
Nobody
That's
probably
not
ever
a
does
hobby.
That.
That's good. You cook things. You
I have to eat.
Know stuff about sports.
That's
you,
not a hobby.
You play the poker.
No, I don't.
You deal the poker.
That's a job.
That's the job. Yeah, you play Madden. Good one, Ryan Adams.
Listen, bitches. I bought the new Madden. I've had it for 3 days. I've yet to play it.
You Bananas Fosters thing.
I haven't Bananas Fostered in 3 years.
Sous-viding is definitely
it's
a hobby.
Cooking. I cook things.
You grow herbs?
I haven't done that in a year.
Anna,
my
herb garden's dead.
It's dead.
I don't grow them.
You grow them.
Just buy them and sell
it's
them.
It's dead. My herb garden is dead.
It's a sad story.
I mean, you collect things like shoes.
200 jerseys. I wear clothes. Wearing clothes is not a hobby. It's an ordinance. You have to wear clothes.
But you collect these shoes. And
I don't.
You have lots of different color. You're a curator of Adidas clothing.
You're an idiot.
Remember that time you passed out on the air because you were screaming at us for 20 minutes?
I don't remember that either. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025.
You do Dr. Now really well.
That's not a hobby.
It can be, is
no,
what I'm saying.
It's not.
You watch TV as a hobby.
No,
you're
it's
so
normal.
Good at it.
I don't have enough time. I don't.
You're so talented.
That's not a hobby.
I'm always in awe of you, personally.
Talent is what keeps me going. Thank God.
I tell people all the time who my hero is.
Really? Man, you should really strive to have better heroes. Like maybe somebody that's made it.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.